New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill declared a mental health crisis after two of his officers took their own lives in 2 days, for a total of 9 department suicides this year.
You know, sometimes in law enforcement and policing, it takes a while to change, but this is something that needs to change immediately.
At 55,000 strong, the NYPD may be the largest police force in the nation, but it's not the only one seeing a higher-than-usual cluster of police suicides. Chicago is grappling with the self-inflicted deaths of 6 officers in an 8-month period. It released a video urging officers to reach out for help when they feel overwhelmed.
I reached out.
I reached out.
I reached out.
I reached out for help. Other people can, too.
When you sign up to become a police officer, you have to go into this with eyes wide open, as they say. And, it's a front row ticket to life.
Captain Jeff Rinaldo, chief of staff of the Buffalo Police Department, told WBFO he's seen a lot in his 21-plus years on the force.
As a patrol officer, you're exposed to horrific, gruesome crime scenes. As a detective, I worked in the sex offense squad, and I saw and witnessed crimes that are just unthinkable there. As a lieutenant, I've had members of my platoon having to take that person to a crime scene where their son was dead. As a captain, same thing. I'm also on the crisis management team, so we're the hostage negotiators for the city. I've had friends of mine kill themselves behind a door that I was on the other side of.
UB's John Violani has been working with the BPD on the health of his officers since 2004. He says the long-term effects of such trauma can wreak havoc mentally and physically.
Officers don't feel appreciated. They don't feel that what they do has any meaning. People that get in that sort of position can develop depression. And when people get depressed, they sometimes maladaptively cope. They might go to alcohol, they might go to drugs, and ultimately they might go to suicide.
I didn't actually want to take my own life, but I did not want to live. Getting up every day became a struggle. I dreaded getting up. I dreaded when the alarm went off because I would have to face reality.
Violani says the United States is losing close to 100 police officers a year to suicide, but it's a worldwide problem. So what's being done to address the link between chronic mental and physical health problems? Violani says there is a wellness movement making its way through police departments, including Buffalo.
Peer support works well with police because there's not much trust in outside mental professionals. So they'd rather go to another police officer first with the problem and have that officer hook them up with someone they know they can trust.
Another successful technique is the meditation skills learned through mindfulness. But perhaps most important, he says, is being proactive. Rinaldo says officers are even inoculated at the academy level, so they're more ready when they first hit the street after graduation.
21 years ago, it's something that was never talked about. There was no training offered, and you just saw really bad and horrible things, and you buried it deep inside and went about your day. In the last decade or so, more research has been conducted, and the more you know about a topic, the better decisions you can make and the better avenues are developed for officers to deal with it.
There's much more on our website at WBFO.org. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.